Friday's report that unemployment jumped to 4.9% gave notice that more than 100,000 more American jobs were victims of the slowing economy. Skilled construction workers can find work in California, however. 17 new power plants are being built in the energy-starved Golden State, and more companies have applied to construct additional power projects. From member station KQED in San Francisco, Cy Musiker has the story.
Most California politicians admit that for years they've put off spending on infrastructure, schools, roads, bridges, and power plants. Robert Balgenorth is president of the Building and Construction Trades Council. That was the famine part of the cycle for the construction trade, but now Balgenorth says it's a feast.
We went from a total depression to one of the biggest booms that we've had in the construction industry in California.
Balgenorth says that in the past 5 years, the state's construction trade unions have doubled the size of their apprenticeship programs, and in the meantime, there's more than enough jobs for workers in heavy construction, especially those building the state's new power plants.
It's been a real strain. We've called workers in from all over the country. Workers who were on retirement have come back to go to work. And some of our union members in Canada have come down to help out with the shortage. So it's incredibly busy.
It's easy to see why the labor supply might be tight when you visit the bustling construction site where Bechtel Enterprises is building a new power plant in Pittsburgh, east of San Francisco.
The horn that we just heard, that's to show workers that there's a load in the air and that they're rotating the crane.
Jeff Tether manages labor relations for construction of this monster of a power plant. When it's finished next summer, three natural gas turbines, each rising 15 stories high, will generate 880 megawatts, enough power for more than 500,000 homes.
The thing that's always impressed me is just the scale of things. This is the air intake for the combustion turbine. So like on your car, you have an air filter for your carburetor and your fuel injector. Well, this is a similar thing, except about 1,000 times larger.
The labor challenges are larger, too. Tether says it hasn't always been easy recruiting workers with the skills needed for this type of industrial construction. He works with local unions to find the 700 iron workers, pipe fitters, welders, and crane operators who labor here two shifts a day. Among them is pipe fitter and foreman Jim Yates. He assembles the high-pressure plumbing, which will soon carry huge volumes of steam to produce much of the plant's electricity. Yates says the rush to build more power plants means plenty of work.
All the construction hits, it all hits at one time, it seems like, you know. The powers to be never really plan the stuff to where you can do, you know, phases one after another. It seems like everybody wants to build all at once.
100 yards away, Ken Hollenbach, Bechtel's site manager, sits in his office in a huge trailer. Colorful blueprints and diagrams decorate the walls. Hollenbach says construction is right on schedule, but that hasn't been easy because of the tight labor market.
What it makes us do is it makes us plan our work better, and we have to think a little further ahead of when, what our manpower needs will be, and work with the local unions here to recruit that labor.
In fact, the labor squeeze may not be a problem for too much longer. The state's economy is cooling down, freeing up construction workers needed for power plants and other public sector projects. Gary London is president of the London Group, a real estate consulting firm based in San Diego.
We're sort of in a war mentality right now with respect to that part of the construction sector. That's in direct contrast to what we're experiencing in the private sector right now, where the slowdown is evident.
London says an industry trade group expects statewide construction to drop nearly 3% this year over last, falling again next year. So the feast may soon be over in the feast or famine cycle of the construction trade. For NPR News, I'm Cy Musiker in San Francisco.